Bonjour, ma famille. Comment ça va?
Hope you guys have an awesome week. Super great to talk to you guys and hear from you. Sounds like everybody's doing super awesome. So yeah, that was super awesome. Definitely the highlight of my week. So let's see. So Monday, last week was pretty good. Just got up, like, washing my clothes and stuff, and then studied a little, and then Elder Austin and I, we left to some other cafe that, like, we typically don't go to, but, like, it was terrible connection there, and, like, because we went there originally to, like, make copies and stuff, and so then, like, it didn't work, so then we just left, and I just went to the typical cafe that we go to, and the connection was, like, pretty good for, like, 2 hours, and then I just went to garbage. Like, it literally was just gone. I can't even email you guys. I was, like, so frustrated. I was, like, what the, but it was okay. We were just, like, sitting there for, like, we bought, like, another hour to, like, see if, like, maybe the connection would come back. But then, like, it never came back. But luckily, I was able to, like, send you my number, like, right before it cut out so that you could, like, call me and we could figure out everything. So that was, like, a huge blessing. And I was, like, I grabbed, like, Other Austin's comp's phone to, like, try to, like, text you to be like, call me back, like, I was, like, trying, like, every way possible, like, call me back, because, like, it didn't work, but luckily you called me back, so that was good. And so then, after that, we went back to the apartment and, like, got ready for family home evening at another member's house, which is pretty close by, so it was pretty good. We were just there, like, all night, and then just went back to the apartment, and I also got to talk to, like, Elder Olagon Dudu on the phone for a bit, so that was super awesome. And then let's see, so that was Monday, and then Tuesday, it was pretty great. We had district meeting in the morning. We went over to, like, where the sister missionaries are, because, like, last week they came here, and so then it was pretty good. After that, we went to their apartment to get a DVD player from them, because I guess they had, like, three in their apartment, so they gave us one. And after that, we came back to the apartment, ate some food, and then went to the sector, and we met up with, like, our new Dempe, our ward mission leader, and another member, and so we just, like, went around with them, taught, like, a new convert named Jan. She's, like, a recent convert, and then we went over to this other member's house and found, like, three families that, like, we could potentially progress with. So, pray, like, it works out with them and stuff. But we haven't got, like, the chance to teach them because, like, all the rain and stuff this week. So hopefully we'll go and teach them this week. And then, so after that, like, it just started, like, raining pretty hard. It was, like, the start of the rain, like, Tuesday night. It was just, like, raining, like, super crazy. Like, crazy wind. Like, the craziest lightning I've ever seen. It was super cool. And then, like, I ended up, like, cutting my hair that night. And then, like, the power just went out. Like, right after I cut my hair. And, like, if the power goes out, then, like, the water doesn't work. So I was, like, freak. How am I gonna take a shower? And so then, like, luckily, we had, like, water stored in, like, this basin thing, but, like, it's been there forever, so, like, I just, like, took the water out, like, put some bleach in the water to, like, just kind of, like, clean the water, and I just washed, like, with, like, a bucket like that. It's nuts. It's like, oh, man. But, and then, like, right after I was done, yeah, like, got all ready, then the power came back on. I was like, are you kidding me? But it ended up being, like, alright. And then Wednesday was pretty good. Let's see. Just kind of got ready for the day. And then we went and taught Sir Cynthia and Frere Jean-Yves. Just kind of like always, like, they haven't really read the Book of Mormon. They haven't, like, talked to their parents about the baptism and, like, stuff. And so, like, it's just been kind of, like, they're just kind of, like, not following any commitments we're giving them. And so I don't know, like, if they're going to continue to progress. I don't really know what's going to happen with them. Like, we're going to still go and, like, try to see them. But, like, we were talking with Frere Jean-Yves. And, like, we had, like, a pretty good lesson with him. Like, just saying, like, dude, like, You can't, like, keep messing around with, like, your friends and stuff. Like, if you want to be baptized, like, you gotta, like, really focus on it and stuff. And he seemed, like, pretty touched by it, but I don't know. We haven't been able to go back and talk to him after that lesson. So we'll probably go pass by his house this week or something. And then we, like, went by, like, some sister's house in our ward and found that, like, there was, like, some lady that's been, like, a member for a while, but, like, didn't know where the church was here, because, like, she just moved, and so, like, she hasn't been going to church. So, like, she said she was going to come to church Sunday, but she wasn't there yesterday, so hopefully she comes next Sunday. I don't know, we'll go try to find her. And after that, we went and taught some other sister in our ward. Her name's Sir Esther. She was, like, the weird chick. Like, her and her sister, like, got up and sang for their testimony. Yeah, that was the chick. So we went and, like, we were, like, talking to her, and then she had someone that, like, we could go and teach, so we went with them, and, like, went with her, and then set up a rendezvous for that one girl, like, her friend, but because of the rain, we didn't get to go teach her. And then we saw, we went and visited the first counselor in the bishopric, and his son told us, like, about some family that, like, we could go teach and stuff. So hopefully we'll go and teach them again, because of the rain, we didn't get to teach them. And then we went back to the apartment, and I just, like, talked with Elder Sorensen for, like, 2 hours. It was great. He's a stud. Him and I are, like, way close. He's, like, I think, like, you guys have, like, found him on Facebook. I don't even know. But, like, yeah, he's a stud. Him and I are way close. So, yeah, so then he's, like, gonna go, he's from Idaho. Like, he's gonna go to BYU Idaho after his mission. So, like, him and I are just gonna room together. I'd be super stoked. I'm, like, super stoked for it. And then Thursday, it's pretty good. We woke up in the morning to, like, the same rain. And, like, it delayed, like, our first rendezvous. But, like, ended up being okay. Like, the rain left. So then we went to Ajiawe to teach Sir Christel to, like, get her ready for her baptism Saturday. And then we went back to Kumasi to teach Frère Jean-Yves, but, like, he had left to Grand Bassam. And then we went and taught Sir Anne-Marie. It was a pretty good lesson. Like, she's, like, she, I feel like she'll progress. The problem's, like, her husband, like, doesn't like the church and stuff, and, like, they gotta get married. Like, they're not legally married, and so so hopefully we can get their marriage down, but, like, I don't know, it's kind of difficult, so we'll see what happens with them. So then we went back to the apartment, and the Dempe, since, like, he's, like, a hairdresser, like, he's, like, a barber dude, so, like, he, like, came, like, cut my companion's hair, and then that was, like, it for Thursday. And then Friday was, like, the day where it literally rained all day long, so we were just in the apartment, like, the entire day, so I just, like, cleaned the whole apartment stuff and just, like, studied for a bit, and then I just, like, went to sleep, took, like, a little nap, and then we're just, like, chilling. And then let's see, oh, and, like, let's see what else happened. And that was, like, basically it for Friday. Like, Friday was just kind of, like, a waste of a day. And then, Saturday morning, I went with Elder Austin over to these other sisters in our zone's ward to, because he had to do an interview for them for their baptism, and then we were there for their baptism, and then we hurried and rushed back to my ward, because we had the baptism for Sir Christel, and so, like, and, like, because, like, that's, like, why we split up. So Elder Austin had to do the interview for them, and then his companion had to do the interview for us. So, like, I just went with him over there. And then, like, when we were, like, we were hurrying back, because, like, we got stuck in traffic when we were on the way back. Because I guess, like, the president of, like, Cote d'Ivoire was, like, driving around or something. I don't even know. And so, like, we just had to, like, wait for a while. But luckily, like, the interview for Sir Christel took a while. So that was good. And then, so then we finally got there just in time for the baptism. And then we had like the baptism and stuff. It was super great. I was super happy to like see her get baptized and stuff. She was that Muslim girl that like was trying to like we ended up getting permission from president that, like we could baptize her and stuff. And so it was super good. Like she was so happy about it. So it was really awesome. And then we went back to the apartment after that, and we just like sat around till like 3 because we just had no we had no appointments. And then like we had like an appointment at like, I think it was like 3:30 or something. So then we went out to like this to see if like we could teach her. It was like that one girl that Sir Esther gave us to teach, but she was like busy with work. So then like we like didn't even teach anybody Saturday. And so then we just went back to the church because Elder Austin was like teaching an English class. And so then we just like were there and stuff. It was super cool. And then we just went back to the apartment. And then, so that was like basically it. Oh, and also like Friday night, I had like the weirdest dream. I had a dream that like I was like talking to Dad, like about like how like I was like sick or something, and like my like ringworm and stuff, and like how like I've lost like a bunch of weight, and I was just like, he was super weird. And then like I weighed myself like in the dream, and I was like 110, and I was like, I just started freaking out, and then I was just like bawling in like Dad's arms like in the dream. I was like, well, I can't do this. And then I was like, what the crap? And so then all of a sudden like in the dream I was at like some park like with my brothers, and like we were just like chilling at some park. Like it was the weirdest dream. And it was like funny too, because like in the dream like it was just like French and stuff. So it was like really weird, and like the money, like in my dream. Oh no. I'm recording.
I saw that like with
your
iPad.
No man. That's awesome. That's funny. Heather Austin like thought that I had like some iPad or something. I was like talking to like you guys or something. That was funny. So then like that was Saturday. And then yesterday was super awesome. So that yesterday just like slept in, ate some breakfast, and then studied for a little bit and got ready for church. And then we went to church. And then we went and talked to like the first counselor like when we first got there. And sure enough, like they just had us on the program to give a talk. So I'm like, what the heck? Like I hadn't prepared a thing. So I was like freaking out. I'm like, oh my gosh. I just like started praying. I'm like, Heavenly Father, like help me like prepare quickly and like have like a good talk. So I just like wrote down like some scriptures and then just like prayed like the Lord would just like fill my mouth. And sure enough, like, he totally did. Like, it was, like, super awesome. Like, I don't even remember what I said, but, like, it was, like, super, it was a super cool experience, because, like, the words just, like, came to my head. Like, it was really cool. And, like, afterwards, like, a bunch of, like, members came up to me, and they're like, well, like, thanks for your talk and stuff. I'm like, it wasn't my talk, it's the Lord's. Like, oh, it was a super cool experience. And so then, after that, church was just normal, and then after church, my comp and I just, like, played some piano and stuff, which was kind of nice, because I haven't played, like, piano in forever, and then we were just, like, chilling for a bit, and then we, what's it called, like, it's, like, réalisé pour la semaine, but, like, I don't know what it is in English. It's, like, when you just kind of, like, write down all of the things that you've done in the week, like, the goals that, like, you set, and, like, oh, freak, I don't know what it's called, yes, we did that, me and my comp did that, like, it's, like, you get, like, the numbers for the week, write them down, and, like, you send them to, like, the zone leader and stuff. I can't remember what it's called, in English, but, yeah, so then we did that. And then Elder Austin and Elder Impata, like, came back to the apartment because, like, they were at the bureau and stuff, like I was telling you guys. And, like, they, like, got a FaceTime and stuff. I was like, what? Dude, that sucks. I wish I could, but it's okay.
hopefully I get sent over to that other mission, and then the next two times I get a call home, man, I get a FaceTime you guys. And also, Elder Austin was, like, saying, like, if I, like, when I get there, like, I could just ask him, be like, dude, like, I didn't get a FaceTime my family, like, last Mother's Day, and, like, he'll probably, like, just totally, like, let me FaceTime you guys just, like, right there. So, yeah, he's, like, super chill. He's the coolest guy. That's why I want to go over there.
But yeah, so we'll see what happens with that. It's, you know, super awesome, like, just getting to talk to you guys. Like, that was, like, the best thing. Just, like, one-on-one, just talking to you guys, and, like, I don't know. It's super awesome. I loved it so much. like, ended up, like, finishing with you guys at, like, 10 o'clock at night, and ended up, like, eating dinner at, like, 10 at night. Oh, it was so funny. But it was super great. Like, I was so awesome talking to you guys. And then after that, me and my comp just, like, decided to, like, clean the whole apartment, like, before today. Because, like, I don't know. Like, it's actually a good thing we did that, because, like, my comp's, like, super tired today. So, like, we want to be able to clean the apartment today. So, it ended up being cool. And then also, like, the Father's Blessing, like, that was a super cool experience. Like, I don't know, it felt like you were, like, in the room, Dad. Like, I don't even know. Like, the spirit was, like, so strong. It was the coolest experience I've ever experienced in my life. So that was super awesome. And then, let's see. Yeah, that was, like, basically it for yesterday. Basically it for the week. Hopefully this next week it doesn't rain a lot so we can teach. but, yeah. So that's, like, basically it for my week. Hopefully you guys had a great week. Hopefully we go to the cyber today so I can, like, see what you guys did this week and stuff. And, yeah. So love you guys tons. And can't wait to talk to you guys again. Love you guys.